95.3 Gorilla.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early.
I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since like fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
Thursday. Welcome on in. It's 95.3 Gorilla. I'm Ryan Gavin. Coming up, Beer, Bacon, and Beyond this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday on the Long Beach Town Green with gourmet food tastings, drinks, music, and beer and bacon, of course. All to benefit Mississippi Heroes. You can grab tickets right now at gcbeerbaconfest.com. That's gcbeerbaconfest.com. The Paws and People Community Festival on the way this weekend. They're doing the festival and a volunteer drive on Saturday from 9 to 4 at Jones Park in Gulfport with vendors, food trucks, therapy dog demos, and more. It's a free event presented by visiting pet teams of South Mississippi. Paws and People Community Festival and Volunteer Drive Saturday 9 to 4 at Jones Park in Gulfport. And the kids always love this one. Touch a Truck is coming up. This is always a great event on Jeff Davis Avenue in Long Beach. 10 to 1 on Saturday. Touch a Truck vehicles with law enforcement, firefighters. Yes, they will have fire trucks there, construction vehicles, and more. All benefits the Chamber of Commerce High School Scholarship Fund in Long Beach. If your business or community organization has an event that you want us to know about so we can tell everybody, hit us up at 95.3Gorilla.com or on our socials.
95.3 Gorilla.
This week on Gorilla, win tickets to go see Zach Bryan at LSU.
If you'd see him now, you'd be proud. What do you think, days?
Zach Bryan on tour with special guest Camp, March 28th at Tiger Stadium at LSU. Listen to the morning show all week at 7:20 to win your tickets right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Another Gorilla winner.
Hey, Gorilla, who's this?
Billy.
Billy, you're call number 10 for Zach Bryan tickets.
What? Oh, yeah.
Let's get awesome. You into the show. That's awesome. Yeah, Zach Bryan and Camp, March 28th.
I'm excited. All righty, thank you.
You're welcome. Another happy winner.
I'm excited. Thank you so much.
It's Ryan and Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
All right, so we're talking about wasting money today. What's your most recent waste of coin? How have you wasted money recently? Where to even begin on this one, huh? Hey, good morning. You're first.
Pair of sunglasses. The day I bought them, they got sucked out my car window and I lost them.
Oh, no. Were they nice ones?
They were like some really light plastic. And the wind just got underneath it and sucked them right out.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, the universe didn't want you to have those.
I know. It's tragic.
Oh, what'd you pay for them?
20.
Oh, that's not bad. You'll recover. I wonder if Geico covers that. I wonder if, like, you could call up your insurance company. Call the Gecko. See what he says. I bet they're going to say, yeah, roll your window up. What's something you recently wasted money on?
My most recent waste of money was trying to get a key to make for my house. And it didn't tell me I needed exact change, so it kept my money.
Oh, yeah, those machine things that you feed bills into. How much did you feed into it?
$10.
And how much did it cost, though, for real?
$6.
Oh, so you only lost $4? That's not bad. I would have guessed that cutting a new key costs like $10 anyway, so I wouldn't have been really mad about that, but I know that sucks when you feed bills into a machine and it just eats them on you. What's something that you've lost money on recently?
Most recent waste of money, got my paycheck, gave it to my wife, and told her to do whatever she wants with it.
I knew this call was coming. Oh, dude, that's just part of life, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be, I guess. It's a good insurance policy, though, right? Keep the spouse happy. We have a joint bank account in my house. Just, you know, have at it. Whatever you want, go for it. But, you know, then at the end of the month, when you look at those balances, it's you spent what? So yeah, that's how we do it. All right, one more call. What's something that you recently wasted a whole bunch of money on? Jay Lee's next.
$260 on a speeding ticket.
$260 for speeding. Jay Lee, I got to ask, how old are you?
Like 19.
Was that the sound of the car going by, or was that you? Oh, slow down, girl.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
You know, I think we should all know less about each other. I'm serious about this. What you're about to hear is Ed Sheeran and Benny Blanco talking to each other on a podcast. Listen.
Do you shower every day?
Yeah, sometimes twice a day. Mostly twice a day, actually.
Really?
I feel like I'm like you, though. I look like I don't smell good.
Yeah.
But actually, you're the best smelling person I know.
I know, I smell good. And I never, like, even if I don't shower,
I smell your hands or something.
Smell me. Come here. Smell. Smell me wherever you want.
Smell me wherever you want. What's the point of that podcast, gentlemen? You can't smell people through the microphone. Trust me, I know this. I'm a professional. But I can see you through the radio. You should put something on. What else is going on today? Speaking of smell, Nicole Kidman was calling out Alexander Skarsgård for bad breath on set.
I cannot stand bad breath. I mean, this is a deal breaker for me. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be the most gorgeous, gorgeous guy, and you come at me with bad breath, and I'm like, no, 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 I am out. You could not offer me enough money.
30 seconds.
And so, therefore, when Alexander Skarsgård ate a falafel sandwich before we did the scenes in Big Little Lies, I'm like, no, 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 Alex.
Oh, that's actually gross. Kelly Clarkson shocked people by revealing that when she won American Idol, she didn't actually get the $1 million or the car that they promised her. Listen to this.
But I literally was on the show and they were like, oh, you win $1 million or whatever. Da, da, da. No, you didn't. They lied. Wait, you did what? Not.
What'd
no,
you get?
It was like $1 million worth of
Mugs.
Investment in you.
That's crazy.
Like,
wait,
you know what I'm saying? What? Yes!
I didn't know that.
And then they said you get a car, and I needed it because my car was bashed in and I couldn't afford the deductible. No! I did not get a car. And then Clay Aiken, who didn't win the second season, got a car and his mom.
Wow, she's not bitter or anything. But you know what, Kelly? I think it worked out for you in the end, right?
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Happy birthday to this guy today. This actor is turning 58. Do you know who this is?
It's not about what I want. It's about what's fair. You thought we could be decent men in an indecent time.
Yeah, that's Aaron Eckhart from Batman from The Dark Knight as Harvey Dent and Two-Face. Yes, Aaron Eckhart is turning 58 today. I actually just watched Aaron Brockovich yesterday. He's in that one, too. On this date back in 1965, Sam Sham and the Pharaohs released a song that confused everybody. Nobody knew what the words were. On this date, all the way back in 65, have you ever heard of these guys? Sam Sham and the Pharaohs? I'm going to tell you what song that was coming up here in just a second. On this date back in 1980, a jury found John Wayne Gacy guilty of killing 33 people in Chicago. Here's a documentary clip from the late 80s.
That one mother that gets on television all the time who thinks I should be given 33 injections. I think she ought to take 33 Valiums and go lay down.
Wow, safe to say he had no remorse for his victims. John Wayne Gacy has obviously been freed of this earth. The Killer Clown was executed back in 1994. Some happier news today. James Taylor is celebrating his 78th birthday.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Very happy birthday to James Taylor today. March 12th is National Alfred Hitchcock Day. Here's a clip of the famous director saying he's not interested in his film's content. He wants to create an emotional response in people. He doesn't care what's in the film. He cares how it makes you feel. That's interesting.
To be quite honest, content, I'm not interested in at all. I don't give a damn about what the film is about. I'm more interested in how to handle the material to create an emotion in an audience.
Wow, Alfred was ahead of his time. All right, here we go. Here's the answer to our question today. Sam Sham and the Pharaohs, 1965. What was this song?
One, two, tres, cuatro.
I know you know it. You might not think you do, but your brain remembers it. March 12th, 1965, Sam Sham and the Pharaohs dropped Woolly Bully. Watch it now, watch it now. There's your flashback freakout today. It's March 10th, 2026. Have a great Thursday.